Scavenging for food in streets, desperation takes hold in Jamaica after hurricane. No inch here was spared. Hurricane Melissa destroys Jamaica town. Samia wins Tanzania election with 98% of votes amid unrest. China to loosen chip export ban to Europe after Netherlands row. More than 60,000 flee Sudanese city after its capture by RSF militia. Says UN South Africa hits back at US refugee plan to favor white Afrikaners. Dutch centrist Rob Jetten claims victory in neck-and-neck election race. Hotel owner and 10 others jailed for life over deadly Turkish fire. Cheki Kario, star of Nikita and The Missing, dies at 72. Latvian vote to pull out of treaty on protecting women from violence prompts outcry. France hit by second major heist as thieves target gold refinery. Canada's Carney to visit Xi in China, marking turning point in relations. 60 years after tourists stole skull from cathedral, he sends it back. U.S. judges say Trump administration must continue food aid during U.S. shutdown. U.S. strikes on alleged drug boats violate law. UN human rights chief says Disney pulls channels from YouTube TV over fee dispute. Israel confirms identities of hostages' bodies returned by Hamas. India-U.S. signed 10-year defense pact amid tariff turmoil. Barcelona's Sagrada Familia becomes world's tallest church. NVIDIA strikes bumper AI deals with Asia tech giants. I was accused of spying and beaten. A boy's escape from captured Sudan city. Hand of Moscow? The men jailed for vandalism in French hybrid warfare case. Egypt's Grand Museum opens, displaying Tutankhamun tomb in full for first time. Halloween 2025, all the celebrity costumes at Heidi Klum's party. Why the Indian passport is falling in global ranking. The US bet big with Argentina bailout. Is it paying off? How a teenager gave a street concert and was caught up in Russia's repressive past. Russia's new nuclear weapons, real threat or Putin bluster. The American adoptees who fear deportation to a country they can't remember. Watch, train smashes into truck at Dutch level crossing. Everything's gone. BBC finally able to access one of Jamaica's worst hit areas. Give your money away, Billie Eilish tells billionaires. Watch, US and China's different reports of their trade meeting. Handshakes and whispers, Trump and Xi's meeting in 73 seconds. US senators want answers on anti-drug strategy as Venezuela tensions rise. Ukraine denounces attacks on power substations vital to nuclear plants. USDA to release November crop supply demand report despite government shutdown. Trump administration cannot suspend food aid benefits. U.S. judges rule. Trump administration announces $100 million in funding to upgrade coal plants. Oil ends slightly up, trade choppy on report. Denial of U.S. attack plan on Venezuela. Trump says he is not considering strikes within Venezuela. Trump says Christians face existential threat in Nigeria, adds country to watch list. Canada to accelerate mining projects worth $6.4 billion. U.S. will not send officials to COP30 climate talks, White House says. U.S. to announce Nexperia's China facilities will resume shipments, source says. Air traffic control absences surge, hitting almost half of major U.S. airports. Pfizer sues Metsera, Novo Nordisk over rival obesity drug bid. Australia, Canada signed to promote strengthen critical minerals cooperation. Drug makers must face skincare drug price-fixing lawsuit. U.S. judge rules Trump gives first 60 minutes. Interview following CBS lawsuit settlement. Central bank company eyes up to $5.7 billion valuation in rare U.S. bank IPO. Wall Street gains on Amazon boost, but rate caution tempers enthusiasm. Coinbase holds edge in U.S. crypto race, even as rivals' public listings reshape landscape. First Guarantee Bank shares swings to quarterly loss on exposure to auto parts bankruptcy. Russian manufacturing sector contracts further in October. PMI shows South Korea October exports post surprise gain on strong demand for chips and ships.